I crossed into the U.S. in 1999 when I was 4 years old in the company of my parents and my younger sister. And ever since, I've lived here in Los Angeles County.
Yael Piñera is one of millions who calls the United States home despite not having the passport to prove it. She's lived in the U.S. state of California for nearly 18 years, including the past four as a student at the University of California's Los Angeles campus. Since 2012, she's been a recipient of DACA, an Obama-era program that minimized the burdens faced by young people like her, who were brought to the United States as children, giving them temporary work permits and a legal status. But in early September, the Trump administration announced an end to that program, leaving Piñera on edge, wondering what was next for her and her education.
Tuesday morning, when I was watching Jeff Sessions give the news about the termination of DACA, I felt a lot of despair and fear, just in terms of what the end of DACA would mean for me as an individual.
She's one of 22,000 so-called Dreamers in California. An estimated 700 of them go to school with her at UCLA in Los Angeles. Since the announcement, her university, along with a number of other public and private institutions, have taken steps to reassure weary undocumented students by continuing to provide legal and counseling services and refusing to release information about students to any immigration authority. But Dreamers like Piñera say it is not enough.
For them to give like a blanket statement over like, yes, we are here for you undocumented students and we're going to give you counseling and legal services, that I think that only takes us so far. Put your money where your mouth is. And if you really value undocumented students as people and not the research and the academic benefits that we bring to the university, then I think you really need to provide tangible steps that the university and that the UC and UCLA will take to protect undocumented students and all.
In mid-September, the University of California system did just that, announcing that they were taking legal action against the Trump administration for wrongly and unconstitutionally violating the rights of the university and its students.
It is absolutely a powerful statement, even if it's ultimately unsuccessful.
Neil Friends is a Los Angeles immigration lawyer and director of the Immigration Clinic at the USC Gould School of Law.
It is an effort to protect thousands of their students, who are enrolled in the UCs throughout the state. It will be a powerful political and moral statement and message to people, including, DACA students. There are also, as there are, at private universities, there are employees of these large universities who have DACA status, who are also, going to be affected.
Support for the lawsuit has been widespread, including across town at the University of Southern California, private institution with a similar enrollment. In the meantime, current DACA permits remain valid until their expiration date, and immigration lawyers say that most undocumented students won't experience an immediate disruption to their studies. In Los Angeles, I'm Ryan Thompson for RFI.